Good morning, Soars. I want to welcome you to another Saturday morning prayer. We are so grateful to be with you this morning. On behalf of our president, Soar Keisha Thurman, myself, Dawn Clark, and co-chaplains, Soar Arlene Young and Soar Latasha Gray, we welcome you this morning. We thank you for joining us. Psalm 22 and 1 says, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. And we may not be in brick and mortar or four walls, but we are truly gathered together in the spirit of the Lord. And Psalm 34, 3 through 4a says, I will magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me. Lord, let us magnify the Lord today together in spirit and in truth, knowing that as we seek the Lord, that he is hearing us and that he is coming to us, that he is with us, that he is strengthening us, that he is comforting us, that he is giving us all that we need during this time. And so we thank our Soars that will be leading us today. We have our past chaplain, Soar Portia Lockett, and one of our newest council members, Soar Velvet Flowers, that will be leading us in worship today. And I will turn it over to them.
Amen. Good morning, Soars. What the Lord dropped in my spirit to share, he gave me the word strength. And so I'm going to share a few scriptures. Psalms 46 and 1, which says, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Proverbs 18, verses 10, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe. Nehemiah chapter 8, verses 10, do not grieve. For the joy of the Lord is your strength. Isaiah 40 and 29. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. And then our foundational scripture, Psalm 18, 29. In your strength, I can crush an army. With my God, I can leap over any wall. David had endured so many ups and downs in his life. He lost a child. He lost loved ones. He was betrayed. He was dismissed. He was hunted like a dog. He was doubted. He was disliked. He was mistreated. He had many hardships. But in this psalm, Psalm 18, David is testifying of the deliverance by God. He says, God supernaturally delivered me from the cords of death. When destruction overwhelmed me like a flood, God saved me. When I cried to the Lord, he intervened from his temple to help me. God scattered my enemies and drew me out from them. Soros, God is faithful. And the same God that watched over David is the same God that is watching over us. This pandemic has us feeling as though we are sinking, but we must remember our God saved. This pandemic may have us feeling like God is silent, but we must remember God is always speaking. Just open your Bible and read his word. Don't get so focused on COVID-19 that you miss the fact that God may be doing some things in elevated places. God wants you to trust him and wait, because they who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. When you can't see God and when you can't hear God, can you trust that God is still working in your life? We are living in times where we must have a spiritual sister. We must have the strength to say, the enemy meant this for my demise, but God will use it for my good. We have to sift through not having enough until we get to God will supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. We have to sift through thoughts of I'm lonely until we get to I'm never alone because my God is always with me. We have to sift through fear until we get to the place that all that is left is faith and hope. We must sift through every challenging thought until we get to the place that God is still God. He still sits on the throne and he is still in charge. Every one of us have detailed testimonies of how God has shown up in our lives. We're not going to act brand new because COVID showed up. We're not going to let Corona run away with our joy. We're not going to let pandemic steal our faith. We're not going to let quarantine snuff out our hope. But instead, we're going to rise up in strength because God's strength can crush an army. And with his strength, we can leap over any wall. So rise up, sorors, in the strength that no one can take away from you. Corona can't outrun you. You got the strength of the Lord. Catch up with Corona and snatch your joy back. Take your faith back. Take your hope back. And trust that God is working all things out for our good. Let us remember to walk every day in the strength of the Lord. And I turn it over to Soror Portia for prayer.
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come boldly before your throne again early Saturday in the morning just to seek your face, oh God. Psalms 90 and 4 says, satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love that we may rejoice and be glad in our days. Lord, we thank you for giving us another day to stand on your word. We acknowledge it, that it is the only thing that is true, your word. Your word will always go forth and accomplish what it says it's going to do. Your word says that if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and heal their land. So God, please forgive us of anything that we said, thought, or did that has not been pleasing in your sight. We repent right now in the name of Jesus. If there's any wicked behavior amongst us, oh God, bring it to our attention. Thank you, oh God, for allowing us to recognize spirits of wrongful behavior among us. And we rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, your word says in Matthew 18:19, wherever two or three touch and agree, whatever it is that we're asking you for, it shall be done in the name of Jesus. So God, we are asking that you would kindly touch each and every soror that is on this line and the other sorors that are within our chapter or within our organization, oh God. Touch them this morning with a supernatural anointing. Allow them to feel and experience you in a way that they have never experienced you before. Thank you, oh God, for touching and healing us or preventing us from receiving any type of symptoms of the virus or any disease that is running rampant throughout this land. We speak boldly with authority that you have given to us as we command this COVID-19 to flee in the name of Jesus. We rebuke it and we speak life, we speak healing, we speak peace, and we speak joy into this land. And we ask, oh God, if there's anyone among us that is afflicted, that you will heal them right now. Touch them, oh God, from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. Touch every muscle, every ligament, every tissue, every organ, every red cell, every white cell, every bone marrow, every joint, every atom, every fiber of their being, oh God. Draw them even closer to you so they recognize that it's only you. For we know, oh God, that just a touch from you and all will be well. God, we ask that you will send your angels that have been specifically assigned to us individually and collectively as they stand and watch God over us and our families as we live our lives from day to day. Bless our minds, oh God, so that we are able to be mentally focused
on our day-to-day responsibilities and have no restrictions or no distractions. Help us to have balance in our emotions and not be on an emotional roller coaster with fear. Allow us to face everything and rise up and go tell everybody that we know a man named Jesus that can do everything. So if we put our faith and our trust in you and we believe, oh God, we know that all things are possible. And we ask, oh God, that you will send angels of finance down to bless our souls that have been laid off, furloughed, or businesses have been in a position where they had to close down. We ask, oh God, that where there is lack, that you would fill that void, oh God. And whatever lack that they may feel, Lord, we know and believe that you have already made up the difference. Lord, we just can't say thank you enough. We thank you, oh God, for every mother, every sister, every auntie, every godmother that is still celebrating Mother's Day, because every day is a day of Thanksgiving and every day is Mother's Day. Lord, we ask, oh God, that as we are all coming united on this call, that you will give us strength and patience to continue working in whatever aspect or assignment that you have, and a special anointing with those who are working with their children, with their home studies, oh God. Bless the marriages that are represented on this line, oh God, that they will become stronger together, they will become wiser together, more appreciative of each other, oh God. Enhance the creativity in the marriages in every area. And Lord, we ask that you would touch the frontline workers that continue to work diligently in various capacities to care for your people. Thank you, oh God, that they are in positions to serve and not be servants. Thank you, oh God, for just hearing our prayers and for answering our prayers, oh God. Thank you for being the way miracle, the miracle worker, the promise keeper, the light in the darkness. Thank you, oh God, for reversing the curse. Thank you, oh God, for being a last-minute saving, always, always having a ram in the bush. Thank you for being our refuge and our strength and our peace and our joy and our redeemer, our comforter, our companion, the power that we need, the deliverer, for being that change agent, oh God, for being our provider, for being our master teacher, for being our laughter, for being our joy, for being our support, for being our intercessor, for being our shelter, for being our help. Oh God, for allowing us to sift through the things that we need to sift through. Thank you, oh God, for being merciful, for giving us favor, immeasurable amounts of favor, oh God, and allow us to accept blessings that people want to give us. Allow us to experience blessings from the north, the south, the east, and the west. We ask, oh God, that you just allow us to feel your presence right now. Supersede any assignment out in the spirit realm. Cancel each and every attack they may be trying to rise up from the enemy. We ask, oh God, that you would just cancel it right now in the name of Jesus. And we castrate the enemy and all of us, the demonic pimps and imps. So we send it back to the pits of hell and we put that lock on it, oh God. You know, we know that your son Jesus has the key. And we just thank you, Father God, for all that you are, all that you have been, and all that you will be. And we pray all this with hearts of thanksgiving and hearts of gratefulness. We pray all this in the matchless name of Jesus. And all is well. Ashe and amen. And it is so.
Amen. Amen. It is so. Well, praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Thank you all, my beautiful Soars, for your supply in the spirit, Don, Velma, and Portia. And know that God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble. And the psalmist says, be still and know that I am God. And before we give the final closing, if our president, so our Thurman is on the line, if she has any words to share with us this morning.
Good morning, George. Yes, thank you. Good morning. As always, thank you to Sherry and the ICT team, our chaplains, the council chaplains, everyone for coming on this call this morning. As I keep saying, we need prayer more now than ever. Just a couple new prayer requests that I've learned of this week. for you to keep in your prayers. So Deborah DeBose's father, Joseph DeBose, has been hospitalized. She says she's not sure what's going on with him. And if you recall, her son was just discharged. So please keep Sor Deborah's father and her son in your continued prayers. Sor Candace Turner lost her grandfather, Papa George, earlier this week. And Sor Kim Ward lost her uncle, Frank Ward Jr. So I've touched base with all three of those sores, and they're appreciative of your prayers. But continue to keep those sores and all other sores on our prayer list and those not listed on the prayer list in your prayers. Just a reminder, we are having our second caravan of love for our sore Vicki Logan Collins that passed away a couple weeks ago. It's today at 1 p.m. We're meeting at 12:45 at Levy Middle School, located on 9 Mile between Telegraph and Beach. Beach Daily, I think it is. Again, that's at 1 p.m. So if you can come out, you know, it's going to take about 10 minutes and you can get back with your day. Also, don't forget to register for chapter meeting tomorrow. If you haven't done so, we're going to have a couple special guests right at 3:30. So please log on promptly so you can hear from them. Other than that, it's going to be another beautiful day here in Metro Detroit. Try to get out and get a little sun. If you can't come to the caravan of love, sit out on your porch, look up, thank God, and have a great day for us. As always, I love you, and I will see you, well, not see you, but some of you will see me, but I'll hear you soon. Have a great day.
Okay, thank you, Sor Keisha. And now, may the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord show you his favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Be blessed, Lord.